Three blue aliens and a human cross a high bridge.
It's finally here.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
13 years after Avatar, its sequel is ready to take you even further.
What will audiences see in this film that they've never seen in a movie before?
You show me one image from this film that you've seen before, and I'll give you $10.
Tonight, we're taking you behind the scenes to the magic of Pandora.
When I met Jim, he said, "Do you want to fall in love with a big, beautiful, 9-foot-tall blue woman?" I said, "Yeah, mate, no worries."
And now they're not just two partners on the run.
Wherever we go, this family is our fortress.
Now it's two partners and children on the run.
And they're on the run underwater.
I wanted to avoid it in the beginning. It's nerve-wracking, holding your breath.
Now we're going inside that tank.
We were competing who was going to hold their breath longer.
Yes, man! Look at that!
The unsinkable Kate Winslet, back with director James Cameron, 25 years after Titanic.
It's better than being in a corset for 7 months on a sinking ship. Promise you that.
Sigourney Weaver, time warping like you can't imagine.
You know, I was thinking, how can I get Sigourney back in this damn movie?
He said, "Come on. We both know you're 14 at heart, so I don't think this is going to be a problem for you."
Now, the cast is taking you to their blue carpet premiere.
Come with me.
For the most anticipated movie sequel ever.
Avatar: The Way of Water is
worth the wait.
Words appear over a blue Avatar face, Avatar: The Deep Dive.
Here's Chris Connolly.
Avatar, which raked in $75 million.
A record weekend at the country's movie theaters.
Avatar shoot to the top of the box office this weekend.
A scene shows Jake touch a glowing bug.
When Avatar first hit theaters in December of 2009,
yeah, check it out!
He rides a horse-like creature falling off.
No one had seen anything like it.
Oh my.
Jake, Norm, and Trudy see the floating mountains from a chopper.
By 2010, it was as if everyone in the world had seen it.
Neytiri stares at Jake.
I see you.
James Cameron.
I remember, I worked on that film for about 3 years before I saw one shot finished. We had no guarantee that it was going to work. So it was a giant leap of faith, and then for that to be fulfilled and for people to embrace it felt great.
Years earlier, writer, director, producer James Cameron had conquered Hollywood with Titanic.
This is just pure bliss.
Now it was happening again.
I remember Jim telling us to leave town when the movie came out and, don't have friends that tell us about box office receipts. I disappeared, and when I came back into society, life had changed 180 and people looked at you different.
Getting pop culture shout-outs from the men and women of SNL.
I choose you.
And I choose you, Neytiri.
The Avatar's human body kisses the air.
An homage from The Simpsons.
The Simpsons now blue run through a Pandora world.
Plus talk shows.
How's it going there, Locky?
Conan.
Oi.
A blue man. Here's your coffee, Mr. O'Brien.
Avatar hit a worldwide record. I mean, it was the fastest growing film to hit $1 billion. And it hit $1 billion in 19 days. That's colossal.
Kelly Carter.
Avatar became the top grossing film of all time.
Navi Cavalry Charge.
Its mix of live action and performance capture, a cinematic singularity in 3D.
Amazing, isn't it?
It's groundbreaking, breathtaking visuals, introducing viewers to Pandora.
You're ready.
Zoe Saldana's Neytiri and the rest of the Na'vi, guides to a glorious world where magical possibility and harmony with nature is beset by humans.
Firing.
I feel like it was the first time, at least for audiences like myself, where we were hearing the conversation around climate change.
Zoe Saldana.
And given a clear picture of what could happen.
Jake and Neytiri fly on winged creatures' backs.
The result was an action-filled thrill run. Set in a place so idyllic.
Jake's eyes twitch as the Avatar links.
That, just like Sam Worthington's Jake Sully.
Welcome to your new body, Jake.
Some never wanted to leave it. A feeling shared by some Avatar fans. As articulated during this sequence of HBO's How To with John Wilson.
I had this serial track record of just trying to escape my reality. And Avatar provided that escapism in a way that I had never really experienced before.
A smash around the world and a Disney World attraction.
Disney Parks recreated the floating island of Pandora.
It'd be such a success that Cameron mulled walking away from movie making forever.
You could have dropped the mic and said, I'm done with filmmaking. Why did you want to get back in the chair and be a storyteller again?
At a certain point, I had to face that crossroads. You know, do I want to do another Avatar movie? Do I want to invite lightning to come and strike the same place again? Of course, my final answer was go big or go home.
Cameron did both, resettling in New Zealand and deciding to expand the Avatar franchise to as many as 5 films, and expanding the environments of the first Avatar, where Jim Cameron has always been drawn to in the movies and in real life, into the deep.
I thought, all right, if I'm going to go down this rabbit hole, let's see how deep we can go with it, metaphorically and physically, because obviously it took us into the ocean.
Now, in Avatar, The Way of Water, he's giving his beloved characters a family.
Jake consoles Neytiri.
But I know one thing.
She looks at him with large yellow eyes.
Wherever we go, this family is our fortress.
Now they're not just, you know, two partners on the run. Now it's two partners and children on the run, so the heart is much more compromised.
I don't want to be late for my own party.
The Na'vi worship a glowing purple tree.
Years after Avatar's end, The Way of Water finds Jake and Neytiri, the lovers and heroes of the first film, tending to a flock of children.
What was important to you about it being a blended family?
It's really a mixed race family, if you think about that dynamic. You know, Jake is essentially partially human. He has a human mind in a Na'vi body, but it's really an Avatar body. And Neytiri is a full-blooded Na'vi. And so how does their community look upon them, and more importantly, their children?
The responsibilities of parenthood affecting their response to crisis.
The humans have come back, and here they are having to go to war, pick up their weapons again. Now they've got children. What does that look like?
I think it speaks to everyone, because everyone is a family. I think it's about the lengths that people will go to make sure that your family is safe and protected.
Jack Champion.
They're forced to leave Neytiri's home. They wind up taken in by a sea clan. We called it the fish out of water story. They have to learn how to adapt to being in water, just as our actors did.
A metal hull is dropped into water.
Putting that family beneath the waves would require major advances in filmmaking and performers who were up for the unique challenge.
I never get intimidated by Jim's crazy ideas. I think that you always get inspired by them.
You can give me a loose shot.
He doesn't have the answers. He has his notions of what he wants to achieve, and then we become the guinea pigs.
Sigourney Weaver.
It's very hard to say no to Jim. No, I'd rather not do that. No, I'm afraid to do that. These are words you just don't use with him. Because he believes you can do it, and kind of because he believes you can do it, you go, well, I better do it. We really were well trained for this.
I think what makes Jim special are his dreams.
John Landau.
He dreams these things, and then he has the acumen to make them a reality.
And who better to help those dreams take shape than the actress who joined with him 25 years ago for one of cinema's best love stories? Only...
So Zoe trusts me, Sam trusts me, Sigourney trusts me, and I didn't know where I was going to stand with Kate. I didn't know if she had any reticence about wanting to act with me again.
Kate Winslet's response, more on that later, would bring much of what's new about Avatar The Way of Water into clear focus, part of Cameron's own evolution.
One of the things about Jim Cameron is that on a movie set, I think there are a few jobs that he can't do better or as well as anybody. One of them is acting, and the other one is catering.
Stephen Lang, Na'vi and a human span a bridge.
Cutting-edge movie making with an epic budget and mega expectations.
A Na'vi swims underwater to a coral reef.
Its first trailer earning a ridiculous 148 million views in the first 24 hours. It's yet another high-risk, high-reward moment for James Cameron.
You know, it's like working on a moon mission. We spent 5 years building this rocket, and it's either going to blow up on the pad or it's going to go to the moon. And I couldn't call that right now.
Disney has neon Pandora plants.
As his unprecedented achievement awaits a world very different from the one that welcomed Avatar in 2009, can The Way of Water exert the same pull on the hearts and minds of moviegoers? Cameron says yes.
What kind of story did you want to give the world on this second Avatar movie?
Well, I think there's a conscience of the first film, which I wanted to continue, which is around our remaining natural spaces and how civilization is encroaching on them. But I also just really fell in love with these characters. Jake and Neytiri, and I thought, what would that love story look like 15 years later? Then how much more powerful a story could it be?
A giant sea creature flops onto a boat. Neytiri flies at night.
She is every bit the beating heart of the Avatar films. Neytiri, as portrayed via performance capture for director James Cameron, by the extraordinary Zoe Saldana.
A screen shows Zoe's face and Neytiri's.
The cadence of the scenes and how the story is carried along is absolutely powerful.
From J.J. Abrams' Star Trek films.
We are receiving a distress signal from the USS Kobayashi Maru.
To James Gunn's Guardians of the Galaxy series.
You have the bearing of a man, Warner.
Saldana has been a go-to talent for franchise directors like Cameron, all of whom she believes recognize in her a rebel spirit.
I think that there's probably something that they see in me that they see in themselves. I hear words like an outsider, a misfit, an underdog, and these were words that I would use to describe myself when I was younger.
What I love about Zoe is that, for better or for worse, she is a voice and she is not afraid to use it. She is very strong and she's very confident. Above all of that, she's extremely courageous.
As a daughter of immigrants, as a woman of color, it gave me an empty, vast space where I can be anything that I wanted. But I needed the gatekeepers of these worlds to believe in me. And they did.
This is our home!
Zoe came back, and I think on her very first day, she said one of my favorite lines in the film. And I was like, she's back. Neytiri's back.
So is Jake Sully.
I got no plan, but I can protect this family. That I can do.
Leaving his human form behind, becoming a father.
I feel her, Dad.
First one, he was stuck between his allegiances with the humans and his allegiances with the Na'vi.
Protect the people.
This time he's stuck between his allegiances with remaining the legendary Na'vi warrior or the responsibilities to his family.
As an actor, Sam Worthington has starred in another series too. He's featured in three Black Ops video games in the Call of Duty franchise. As Avatar's leading man, he thrives working for James Cameron.
You know, look, Jim's this guy. I've always said I'm his soldier. Jim's this director I'll do anything for. But he's in the trench right there next to me.
Well, Sam is his own soldier. He can project incredible power, incredible strength, incredible leadership just through his voice.
If the people harbor us, they will die.
And there was more of a consonance between the character and Sam's real life because now he's a father of two boys.
I need you to be strong, strong heart.
In many ways, she and Sam are the rock, the core of the story. But there's almost a whole act that leaves the parents behind and follows the kids.
For the Way of Water's family members, Team Avatar conducted an extensive search to find the next generation of Pandora inhabitants.
I see you.
We had over 15,000 submissions.
Keep up, Forest Boy!
4,662 were seen. And we winnowed that down, and 16 kids came in for tests.
Marjorie Simpkin, casting.
To play Jake and Neytiri's firstborn, the UK's Jamie Flatters stood out with this original monologue.
Now I can join the armed forces, pay tax, and get married.
Jamie Flatters.
But I can't vote.
Entitled It's Time to Speak, and got the part.
When I flew to LA for the final round, I was told, look, you're just an option. You're going to be too old to do this. And when you're 16 to be told you're too old, you get very, you know, you're in crisis, right?
I remember getting the audition notice February of 2017 and being so excited that I showed up a week early by accident.
An actress and singer-songwriter. Trinity Bliss was just a baby when the first film came out. She's playing Jake and Neytiri's youngest child, Took.
Having Jim as the director, he really takes the time to explain to you about the Pandora around us so we each can really transfer ourselves into this amazing world that he's created.
She's another one of these just kind of luminous people, you know? She never missed a line, never missed a mark, and yet, at the same time, she was completely spontaneous and would just make stuff up that was completely in character, and some of it's in the movie.
And then there was New Yorker Bailey Bass, now 19. a model since she was just two.
I didn't have much experience, and because of that, I thought my audition was terrible.
Now playing Saraya, the daughter of her clan's leader.
Avatar was my, like, big, oh my gosh, this is happening, I'm becoming an actor.
This role would be a life changer for Bailey in more ways than one.
I didn't grow up, I had much when it comes to love, but in terms of, like, financially, we didn't have much, but we always got through it because my mom's just the best. And then I'm sitting in my mom's car and I start tearing up because I reached this moment in my life and my career where I can take care of my family.
Virginian Jack Champion, who plays Spider, had been in a blockbuster before. That's him riding a bike in 2019's Avengers Endgame.
I'm in it for like 10 seconds. And I worked with Paul Rudd. I was like, hey man, I'm going to fly to LA to do the screen test for Avatar. And he was like, oh, that's good, kid. You know, I wish you luck. And then I saw him again, I'm like, dude, like I did it. And he was like, oh my gosh, I'm taller than him now.
Trinity and Jack are photo together.
On set, it was Trinity and Jack taking care of the Way of Water's swear jar, designed to keep the language on set appropriate for young ears.
An F-bomb was $5. And the S-bomb was $1.
Sam? Slang? Oh, jeez.
Sam was our primary contributor, and he'd just come to me and say, can I start the day with negative $40? But he actually tried really hard. He'd replace some words with hot dog.
The money raised went to a canine clinic. But ah, what could have been?
I'm wondering if you made any donations to the swear jar, Jim?
I could have funded this movie if I was donating to the swear jar.
A blue four-armed monkey swings through trees. Jake holds a gun.
They're not aggressive. Relax, Marine.
Attuned to the wonders of Pandora, imbued with a reverence for the Na'vi, Dr. Grace Augustine in the first Avatar sought to ensure their safety.
One idiot with a gun is enough.
While in human form,
relations with the indigenous are only getting worse.
Yeah, that tends to happen when you use machine guns on them.
This tough-talking scientist worked to foil efforts to dislodge the Na'vi.
Parker, there is time to salvage the situation. Parker,
shut your pie hole.
Or what? Ranger Rick, you gonna shoot me?
Sigourney Weaver, three-time Oscar-nominated actress, honored for playing another scientist, Diane Fossey, in Gorillas in the Mist.
If I ever see you or your meat wagon again, you'll be lucky if you don't end up in a wooden box.
Bad boss Catherine Parker in Working Girl.
And this woman is my secretary.
She's not?
Oh, no? Ask her.
And Ellen Ripley in the 1986 sequel Aliens, written and directed by James Cameron, who 36 years ago gave her a career-defining line.
Get away from her, you bitch!
Sigourney fights the xenomorph alien queen,
securing Ripley's place in the top rank of action heroes, female or male, and a creative partnership with Cameron through the first Avatar and even beyond.
There's so many things I admire about him. He's incredibly generous. He believes in us. He's a great friend. You know, I think if I was really in trouble, I'd call Jim.
Even between these friends, there's a secret that's never been shared.
How long had you known Jim Cameron before he found out that you had begun your career with a project called Titanic?
I don't think I've ever told him about it.
Her Titanic, a comedy, a play produced off-Broadway in 1976.
No, he knows nothing about it. It wasn't quite as big a hit as his movie.
When the first Avatar ended, it seemed like Dr. Grace Augustine had breathed her last.
Grace.
A lunch found actor and director hoping to re-team on the upcoming Avatars.
What do you remember about that lunch?
Well, I'd already made up my mind. I just needed to get her to agree.
Cameron giving Jake and Neytiri an adopted teenage daughter. Kiri.
The obvious choice to play that character was Sigourney. And in fact, I wrote it for her. You know, I was thinking, how can I get Sigourney back in this damn movie?
How did he tell you he wanted you to play someone who was 14 years old?
Well, you know, he said...
Sigourney smiles.
Come on. We both know you're 14 at heart, so I don't think this is going to be a problem for you.
Playing a character decades younger, it's perhaps her biggest acting challenge ever.
I don't think he would have offered it to me if we didn't know each other. because he didn't know what a goofball I was. And basically, that is who I am. And, you know, Carrie is much more, perhaps, serious.
Earnest,
yeah, and searching. Hi, Mom.
Just as her teen character, Kiri, is searching, Weaver could recall grappling with her own life issues as she was growing up.
I had, as many of us do, a very memorable adolescence. I was this tall when I was 11. I remembered all of it so well, just wanting to shrink, wanting to disappear. I was terribly shy.
So that sense of alienation when you're young, that sense of, like, conflict with your mom, maybe, or how did those things sort of come to play?
I remember all of that very vividly. I think children feel things so strongly, and I think Kiri takes things very much to heart.
So what does her heartbeat sound like?
Four Na'vi swim between glowing purple flora. One connects their hair braid to it.
Mighty.
Kiri's look based on an adjustment that Weaver suggested to Cameron, who'd initially envisioned her as a poised, note-perfect teen version of Neytiri.
And I said,
Sigourney shakes her head.
That's not Kiri. You know, Neytiri is like this incredible goddess warrior who's so perfect, who's so beautiful. You know, she can do anything. I'm telling you that as a 13, 14-year-old girl, I don't ever imagine that I'm going to be anything like that, and I'd rather not try.
And he heard you when you said that.
He heard it went from this very composed-looking young woman to what they call awkward Kiri.
The challenge for you is that you are acting along with other young people who actually are children right now.
May I just say how grateful I am to all the kids for accepting me as one of the group. I did all the physical preparation with them. I was determined not to be this old lady who couldn't do.
So she committed fully, doing parkour alongside her real-life co-stars.
Now more of a mouth-open kind of ha!
Like Jack Champion, whom she'd auditioned with.
She was like the most warm, welcoming person and made me feel really like, okay, we're like having fun instead of like, this is an audition.
It was one of the most amazing experiences of my life because here is this beautiful boy who we just grabbed each other's hands, and I fell in love with Jack then, and even though now he's a huge, tall man, that 12-year-old will always be dear to my heart.
I forget that I'm working with Sigourney, and she just becomes Kiri, the character.
A character born of a unique trust between actor and director.
Jim gave me total freedom, and I just would let Kiri out. At this point in my work, I know just to put a lot of work and thought in, and then you just get out of the way of the character. And so I really wasn't driving this thing. She was pretty much driving it, and I was, you know, running after her.
Kiri smiles underwater as sea life swims by. Cards are dealt on the table.
All right, moment of truth. Somebody's life's about to change.
Jack and Rose from Titanic.
One life surely did when Kate Winslet was cast by James Cameron in Titanic.
I feel like this man gave me opportunity and belief in myself, because when you're a young actor, it's terrifying.
Up to that point, she'd been an up-and-coming British film actress, known for critically acclaimed movies, Heavenly Creatures.
It's all frightfully romantic.
And Sense and Sensibility. Then in 1997, Titanic made Kate Winslet, at just 22, into a movie star.
Titanic is expected to cruise past the $200 million mark at the box office tomorrow.
The Oscar crowd is in a frenzy.
Are you big fans of Kate Winslet?
Yeah. Yeah.
Fans scream at a premiere. Winslet waves.
It's a very kind of an unreal feeling. And without sounding daft, I do kind of think, how come this has happened to me?
James directs Kate.
Much of that with Titanic had to do with the work ethic she displayed. When did you sort of learn how strong you were?
Well, I've always had stamina.
Rose descends into a flooded hallway holding an axe.
People have always said that about me, like, oh, God, Kate, you're so... What is it people say to me? Oh, she's a trooper. They always say that to me. They've been saying that to me for years.
As she discussed with Stephen Colbert back in 2017.
You were really cold.
Yeah, I was really cold.
Kate Winslet.
Kate climbs the stage.
An A-lister, she'd win a Best Actress Oscar in 2009 for The Reader.
I think I was probably 8 years old and staring into the bathroom mirror, and this would have been a shampoo bottle.
She holds her Oscar.
Well, it's not a shampoo bottle now.
Then, 2 decades after Titanic, a familiar face resurfaced with a new project.
Kate had been rather public about the stress on her on Titanic.
James hugs Kate.
I mean, she and I have been pals since then, and we buried that hatchet, you know, 20 years ago. But I didn't know that she was going to say yes to this.
Let's get it done.
Giant creatures burst out of the sea.
This was a chance to work together again, a proffered role for Winslet in the Avatar saga.
I play Ronal. Jim described her as being the fearless, tenacious warrior goddess leader of the water tribe. And I'm just like, tick, tick, tick.
You're the first director she's ever worked with more than once.
I didn't even realize that until a few days ago somebody mentioned it to me. So I guess we can drive a stake through that old dumb myth.
I was just excited, yeah. And my children were like, oh my God, Mom, you have to do it, you have to do it, you have to do it. I said, okay, well, you know, we'll read the script. Yeah, no. It was almost like they didn't care what the script was like.
This second Avatar film, and those still to come, reunite Winslet with Cameron and the water, with some key differences this time.
You know, Titanic, so much water, moving water.
And cold water.
So there was never any way of being able to truly predict how the water would behave.
Water floods the ship.
Whereas on Avatar,
a giant round tank is filled.
The tank was huge, it was secure, and actually it was incredibly calm.
It's better than being in a corset for 7 months on a sinking ship, promise you that.
Now she put her experience to good use, displaying leadership to younger actors on the set.
She's such a powerhouse as a star in her own right. I thought, well, you know, is she going to want to even be directed? It turns out that yes and no. The way Kate does it is she listens very carefully to what I say, and then she directs everyone else in the scene for me.
It does take a female voice, almost a mother, to say, okay, come on, everyone, all look at me for 1 second. I think what Jim's gonna want is to see you more in this kind of a space. Is that right, Jim?
When we were filming, I was like, oh my gosh, she's from Titanic, she's an icon. I can't put it into words. She is Kate Winslet. You wanna learn from her. Every time she gives advice, I take it to heart.
Bailey Bass.
I remember being a young actor and wishing at times I had someone to hold my hand and say, it's okay to make mistakes.
Ronal Lachone.
Winslet's character Ronal and her guidance, helping the film to address new issues, like when Jake and the rest of the Sullys must leave their part of Pandora and come into contact with a different clan of Na'vi.
That's where Jim is so brilliant, is that he constructs these strong female roles who are resilient, they're robust, they live with their heart, they lead with intention, and they are true leaders.
Maori actor Cliff Curtis plays her husband.
That negotiation between one tribe and another, one clan and another, one family and another, trying to figure out...
Cliff Curtis.
How to find an agreement. How are we going to get along?
She's, I think, understandably suspicious of anyone who might come in and threaten this harmony and this peace. She is a tenacious mother who will stop at nothing to protect her family and her tribe.
Winslet's warrior, Ronal, shown going into battle while pregnant.
From having 5 kids, I just thought everybody's always talking about female empowerment and they never show a pregnant woman doing anything physical. Like fighting for her life or for her children's lives.
I don't know a single pregnant woman who got pregnant, sat down and did nothing. I climbed mountains through pregnancies. I mean, my goodness, I think my water broke when I was actually like practically on the top of a mountain. It's amazing to see that celebrated on screen.
Cliff Curtis's character puts his hand on her belly and says, you should stay back. She says, I ride. Grabs her atlatl spear and walks out. And then she goes and kicks serious ass.
25 years after making history, Winslet and Cameron looking out for each other.
I told her, you know, we'd contain it so that it didn't stand in the way of her, you know, winning another Emmy or Oscar, but it's still full on. Because, you know, no actor of Kate's stature wants to hear that it's not full on, you know. And she, of course, made it full on.
In doing so, she did for younger actors what Cameron once did for her.
My whole thing on a set is setting everyone up to succeed. We all have the ability to nurture that person and to tell them, you can do it. It was lovely him kind of letting me contribute to that.
Cameron stands at a camera.
No director has done a better job of conveying the absolute terror of trying to survive underwater, or failing to, than James Cameron has. From Ed Harris and Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio, gasping for life in 1989's The Abyss. To Danny Nucci's Fabrizio and his final fatal plunge in Titanic.
The ship mast falls over on Fabrizio in the water.
Not to mention Jack Dawson slipping off that doorframe into the eternal depths. But now,
a Na'vi touches the fin of a giant sea creature as they swim.
This looks like fun.
But when you're underwater, it's easy to pretend to be the character and just like stay in the scene and be like, okay, now, you know, I'm in like the oceans and I, you know, interacting with this creature.
In Avatar, The Way of Water, Cameron's performance-captured actors are swimming stress-free beneath the waves with full facial expressiveness.
I always looked forward to days all together there on the surface before we go down and do the scene. It was
Trinity.
A very kind of zen experience and a very unifying.
We had to look completely comfortable, as if this was just, you know, our element.
We really were on a journey which you could call the way of water. We had to learn the way of water so that we could show it convincingly.
So how did they do that? The answer begins with Cameron and his love of the sea.
That goes back to your, I guess, your youngest days watching Jacques Cousteau, right? What's the genesis of it?
Jacques Cousteau made it his mission to bring the oceans to us so we'd take better care of them, you know, hopefully with some success.
Jacques Cousteau, oceanographer.
I was landlocked in Canada. I was hundreds of miles from the nearest ocean. I'd never seen the ocean in person, but I fell in love with it then. So I learned how to scuba dive. My first open water dive was in the creek in my village, Chippewa Creek, depth 15 feet.
James dives in the ocean.
Free diving, plunging into the deep unsupported by breathing apparatus, was on Cameron's mind as he pondered, how could he get his cast to act underwater?
I really kind of went back to free diving probably about 20 years ago and just really became an aficionado of it. And I thought, well, let's just incorporate that into the film.
James Cameron, he's such a water person, an adventurer, an explorer, and to help him see his vision come to life is pretty awesome.
Kirk Kroc, free diving expert.
Kirk Kroc, a lifelong free diver and experienced trainer, is capable of holding his breath underwater for up to 7 minutes, a skill he said he could teach Avatar's cast and crew under his careful supervision.
And here we go, 2 minutes.
I think he's half fish. You'll notice when you have a conversation with him that he breathes differently.
He's trained Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible.
Tom jumps into a water vortex.
And Margot Robbie in Suicide Squad.
Margot snarls underwater and slashes a knife.
But he hasn't trained you, so do not do this at home.
How long could you hold your breath before you began this movie?
I was able to sort of do a breath hold of a minute.
I wanted to avoid it in the beginning. It's nerve-wracking, holding your breath.
I'm an island girl. I felt comfortable in the ocean, but I never really felt safe. So this challenge was unnerving, you know, to say the least.
Waves wash over an island shore.
Starting in summer 2017 with a trip to Hawaii and whiteboard sessions.
We went to school, basically, you know, for weeks.
All that oxygen in the lungs now gets squeezed.
Kroc began to teach the ins and outs of his breath hold technique.
We were in the water. Half of the cast became certified in scuba diving.
The bulk of training and filming took place later in the movie's massive water tanks. This one holds up to 265,000 gallons.
Almost all the cast trained in here.
They prepped via a series of elite breathing techniques and by inhaling an oxygen-augmented air mix.
Sam.
It's pushing yourself to the limit in an environment that is foreign to all of us, you know what I mean?
You do go into this kind of meditative, almost trance-like state because you have to relax. You've got no option but to clear your mind because you use more oxygen holding that breath than you do thinking about other things.
I can't even describe what it felt like to be 30 feet deep in that tank. And with everything that I was having to carry for Neytiri and just waiting for Jim to say action and just releasing.
Three Na'vi ride sea creatures through a colorful reef underwater. Five Na'vi fly over the water.
The results were, what else? Breathtaking for the cast at any age.
Kirkpatrick came to me and said that we wrote down during your audition that you were uncomfortable in the water and you have excelled more than we could have imagined. And that meant a lot.
Once you were done with the training, how long could you hold your breath for?
Well, a static breath hold where I'm lying with my face in the water, 6.5 minutes.
5 minutes and 33 seconds.
3 minutes.
24 seconds.
We were competing in terms of like who was gonna hold their breath longer.
Somewhere between 4 and 5 minutes.
I thought I had to be under there for 4 minutes. I got myself to 4 minutes.
I think I'm like in second or third place. But definitely not in first.
I think Kate Winslet held hers longer.
Yes, man! Look at that!
A clock reads 6:50.
It's not a competition.
But because of it, audiences get to see untethered joy and pure exhilaration in The Way of Water.
It took months for us to get there. It was wonderful. It wasn't easy. But my God, was it rewarding. It was amazing.
A British flag flies over Big Ben. London is seen from above at sunset. A blue carpet with Avatar written on it is on the ground.
I'm feeling just really excited.
This is action.
Oh, and we're going. It's time for the premiere.
We're here at the world premiere, so I feel so lucky to be here for Avatar. Part of this Avatar family.
Come with me.
Jamie live streams on the dance floor. Jamie hugs Trinity.
Stars are born.
All the stars walk the blue carpet. John Lando.
Why do we make movies? To share them. And now, tonight, we're finally getting to share it, and people can see what we've been talking about.
And back to your right, please.
Jim is so immersed in the vision of Avatar and what it is.
Two Na'vi dive into the ocean, swimming beneath the waves.
It's an extremely clear universe that he has created.
I think it's one of the most beautiful, most stunning, delightful, terrifying, you know, all the things you want in a Jim Cameron film.
I think it's worth you dressing up and putting on a nice sweater and, you know, holding your partner's hand and taking your kid and buying them popcorn and sitting together as a family. And I just hope they go to watch it in theaters because they're not going to regret it.
We're at the most interesting stage of any film where you've done your best. There's nothing more you can do that you haven't thought of already. And it's going to go out there to the world. You hand it over. And I don't know how people are going to react. I know the film delivers, but have tastes changed? You know, we're in a post-pandemic world. We're in a current streaming world. You know, we're going to have to see together. It's an anxious time, but it's also a time of relief because we've done it.
Audio description created by Roundabout Entertainment, funded by Disney Plus, and narrated by Frederick Samaj.